Welcome back. It's always a pleasure to introduce the next guest, the Chief Judge of Wayne County. I will tell you, I was a prosecutor in front of her, and I have had civil cases in front of her, some of my biggest cases. And I will tell you, we always ask three questions. Is it a bench trial? Who's the judge? And who's on the other side? And everybody has an applaud or a nod to the head yes on both sides of the aisle when you hear Patricia Fizard is going to be the presiding judge. Judge, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Counselor. Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's a no-brainer. And I will tell all the listeners, you've been the chief judge for Wayne County. You had your first year in. And I know, knowing you, you work tirelessly many, many hours. Tell us, like, what was the biggest challenges coming in out of COVID and making things happen? And what were some of the great successes that all the listeners around the state can hear for Wayne County?
Thank you so much. Yes, it has been a great challenge for our court because, as you know, we are the largest court in the state and the busiest court in the state. So we have more than four times as much work as our next closest and biggest court, which is Oakland County. And so COVID hit us hard. It really hit us the hardest. We were almost 2 years that we were unable to try cases. And so there was a criminal backlog where people were, you know, sitting in jail for over 2 years, the cases weren't getting tried because we were unable to bring in juries and try those criminal cases. And so coming back from COVID, I just, you know, became chief judge. And this is only my second year. I was chief judge 23 and starting in 24. And so coming back in, it was quite a challenge to get things back on track. And luckily, we brought in a team of very, very talented people. We have a new court administrator, Frank Hardister. We have a new general counsel, Margaret Flanagan. We have a brand new human resources director, Nikki Wright. Do you know her?
Yeah, I do. That's awesome. That's a great pick.
She's amazing. We're so excited to have her in. So with all this talent, we've restructured the court to run it very efficiently. It's just going to be run like a business. And we already have the backlog, which was expected to take at least 5 years, just about completed. The whole criminal backlog.
Oh, my gosh.
We were trying cases at a rate of 130% clearance rate, trying way more cases than even come in, which has historically never happened because we're so busy. So it's going very well, but we are challenged still because just like everyone else, we had a serious workforce challenge, and hopefully Nikki will help us with that. But right now we're at about 30% workforce shortage.
30%.
Yeah, we're looking to hire. So if any of your listeners out there want to work with us, it's a great team, and they can just look at our website, thirdcc.org, and they can, any questions they have, info@thirdcc.org, or,
Yeah, for sure.
We're hiring all kinds of people.
What is the biggest need besides money? I mean, I look at the bench. You know, we had such a deep bench, no pun intended. We had so much institutional knowledge. It seems to me that we could use more judges, right?
But the hours, I
can only imagine clerks, secretaries, paralegals, the court lawyers. And I got to believe it's also very demanding when you're handling – you know, you got two stacked up and one coming back at you with a jury trial. That's got to be insanely taxing. So what is the biggest need right now? If you had to say the top three, what would that be?
Well, you know, with your listeners in mind, one of the needs we have are jurors. I mean, we want to encourage people to come in, and, you know, you have some people come in with an attitude of, how to get out of jury duty.
Yeah.
But actually, most people who leave our courts, you know this, Todd, as a great trial litigator, jurors leave court after a trial saying, wow, that was an experience.
Yeah.
Working with, 11 other people and coming back with an important verdict for an important case.
Amen to that.
Every time. I mean, we tell jurors when they come in, you're going to be the judges of the facts of this case, and what you decide is final. And it's an important thing that you can share with your family and friends for the rest of your life, and it's an important contribution to your community. So we need jurors, and we also absolutely need funding, and we need security. Everyone has a workforce shortage. I mean, the sheriff's department has a workforce shortage, so we need better coverage. We need, we need to get people on site more. We need to, but basically, I mean, the court has a great team, and I think that we are meeting all our challenges. Todd?
Yeah, no, that's
one
awesome.
One other thing I wanted to say is
yes.
that in case our time is short, is that the first week in March is going to be National Judicial Outreach Week.
Yeah.
And we are planning to have a Zoom panel meeting of judges. So we're going to have some of our judges and our court administrator at noon on Friday, March 8th, on a Zoom panel. So all they would have to do is look on the court website, come to my Zoom room.
That's awesome.
Your listeners, by the way, could watch trials. They could watch hearings in any courtroom they want. They look up our website, and then they can look up a judge's name. My name is on there, Patricia Perez Frizzard. And at noon on Friday, March 8th, they could come and see a panel sharing its judicial outreach and maybe, ask questions and interact about the courts. And we want to share.
What a great idea.
Our goal is just to join forces. We join with the county exec, the mayor, on the Dangerous Crimes Task Force, looking to keep our community safer.
Judge,
and
you are, I got to tell you, we're on and out, but I got to tell you, you are awesome. I got to have you back. And thank you so much for coming back on the inaugural Back to the Bench and Behind the Bench. So thank you. And
thank you so much. And thank your listeners.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.